The residency check-in, I asked everyone to think of a question, to review this question, and the interns were asked to think about a key idea you've learned since you've been working in either the school or a senior center, and then the mentors, what strategies are you using to integrate your interns into the session? So I want to just briefly take review these ideas. So the interns, if we'll just go from around this way, and you had some time to write down some ideas. We don't necessarily need to hear all of your ideas, but just give us your top two or three really meaningful experiences that you've had. So, Emily.
For mine specifically, I think our music lessons really are more like big life lessons.
Oh.
For example, like when someone isn't because the thing is like we meet with them after school from 3:30 to 5:30, and they're all riled up, hyper, and they're all over the place, and they all come from different backgrounds, and so and one of the things is like when they are, you know, they get to be riled up, and then they start like hitting too hard or hitting each other, and it's like okay, no, you just sit out, and then they're learning like consequences for their actions or mm-hmm. responsibility about how to properly care for the drum. Or what we did yesterday in our exercise was that we did a beat, and then in between each beat we said let's go, and then the next person did the beat and said let's go, and whenever someone messed up and didn't say it on time, we went all the way back to the beginning around the circle and had to start it, which, you know, teaches them to pay attention and that they're not just responsible for themselves but the whole ensemble.
Excellent. I see that. One more.
And for me, just patience. So much. I love them. They're so good, but sometimes you just have to tell them over and over and over and over again, and it's different than I went to school in a really small school upstate where I had 39 people in my graduating class.
Wow.
And we had a really arts-enriched community, but I get the impression that some of these students, this is the only arts exposure that they're getting. And so they're really enthusiastic about it. We have one student in our class who really doesn't, like, you tell him to do something, and he doesn't really listen to the rules, or he'll just, like, go sit in the corner with his head on his desk. So when we first brought out the drums, he was ecstatic. And, like, everyone else, we were like, okay, then stop playing. And he just kept going. And when everyone else were like, okay, don't pay attention to him. Like, we're going to keep going. And we didn't, like, correct him because this was the first time that he was expressing himself. And we didn't want to, like, scold him or take that away from him because he was involved. So I think all of that is a balance. And these are all things for me that, you know, I'm learning just from
Excellent.
Seeing firsthand. So sorry for that tangent.
You usually articulate. Flora asked, one or two from you.
Okay. Patience is always one, two, but
somebody may apply to you already, let's hear a new idea.
Okay. So pretty much identifying weaknesses and strengths and playing to those. Really, because like the warm-ups that we do are all about, you know, what they need to work on and what they need to be stronger in, so that helps them, like whatever we do. And also, you know, playing to their strengths, like if they do something well, you know, we tell them, so it's like encouraging mm-hmm. as well.
Education is all about change.
Yeah.
So we're building, so we have to check, we want to change the weaknesses into a strength.
Yeah, exactly.
But if all we address is the weaknesses, no, you're doing that wrong, you haven't gotten that, we don't address the strength, then that confidence goes out. So it is about both.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Also, we'll have to be assertive.
Ah.
And establish the rules without appearing, like we said before, like some kind of monarch or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right word, but just like a balance of working together and learning how to work as an ensemble with the instructor, as well as listening to the instructor and having some kind of a structure, you know.
That key term of balance.
Yeah.
I'm a Libra. It emerges in my life all the time. is that's both the skill and the art of teaching.
Yeah.
Of being aware of that, that you have to listen to it, that you're being aware of these concepts, but in terms of how you negotiate them in the moment, and how that's something that that Renee and Harold, as veteran teaching artists, were able to demonstrate just through their DNA, through their body, how they speak to us, etc. There's this, it is a skill that gets easier over time, but it is something that is a challenge. But the fact that you're even aware of it is a really important part of that thing. Listening to instructor. Ray, what are a few ideas that you're experiencing at 3:15?
Because my students are staring as fourth grade students.
Fourth grade, right.
Fourth grade.
Uh-huh.
Then I realize that the all they need is attention and love to feel their kind of accomplishment by themselves. So, so loving them is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Loving the students.
Yes.
So patience can be the part of that.
Yes, I agree.
It's kind of more personal thing. As I teach like choir, so piano skills are important.
Okay.
Practice by myself, but my hands are really rusty. This is very important. Without piano,
There was a time in this country when every kindergarten teacher was taught piano.
Mm-hmm.
You did not become a piano teacher. You did not become a kindergarten teacher unless you knew how to piano.
Yeah.
And that every kindergartner had a piano. But that goes to that kind of there's repetition because that's how we need to learn it, and that we're it's easier to learn words over and over if we're also adding tone and rhythm to it. So, and Sherry, any observations from PS150?
Yeah, I started on Thursday, so I've been once, and I really just observed, but I learned that flexibility is really key. You never know what you're going to get. And unfortunately, on Thursday, our first class didn't show up for like 30 minutes into the session. So our time got cut. And so Dawn really had to adjust her lesson plan to fit the time and give the students what, you know, was most beneficial for them. And you also just don't know what energy is going to come into the room in third graders, so just kind of honing that in and making sure that they get the best experience. And then I also found two things. I started joining the group because I felt that there was one girl in particular that might be a little special ed, and so getting her to, at first she didn't want to participate, and so getting close to her and having her, you know, she wanted to dance instead of sing, or just like you said, a mode of expression, and paying attention to the names, I thought was a way of, the deep need of attention and love that we address, but really making sure that they know that you know who they are.
Yeah, that's something that's a little difficult with, because we have a roster of people who are registered, because like the after school program is like they can go to drumming, they can go to gym, they can go to like they get to pick what they do, but then we get like a handful every week that have just switched, and then they're only there for that day and they don't come back, and so it's trying to catch them up and learn that without like that's been the biggest problem for me, is trying to simulate them with the rest of the group, but we're not sure if they're going to stay or not, so it's how to incorporate them like they have been there but they haven't. And so, that's what's been difficult for me.
Yeah, in the after-school setting, this skill of improvising for a teaching artist gets tested a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea of flexibility in terms of that you really can't, you can't be wedded to a particular idea too much, but at the same time, you do have to have an objective that you're going in with. So, but also being very student-centered in terms of knowing knowing who the students are, and knowing how they operate. That's definitely, those are our key things. Beautifully, beautifully articulated. So mentors, how have you been? I don't know if it's a related question or not. Maybe it's different. So what have you been doing to help your interns? So Harold, what have you been doing? What are one or two techniques you've been trying to do to help Emily at US 40?
Personally, what I did was I wanted an open space. I call it open space policy, where she has to experience everything. Everything is open. So she comes in, no special, in Ghana we call it that about like you are a privileged daughter status or that kind of treatment. No. You come and experience it the way it is. So she comes in, she has to help with the cleaning, how to fix the tables, the chairs and everything. Because I told her, this is a real failed experience where you might experience. When I'm not there, you go and you have to do everything. So it's better for you to be prepared to go through all this. So it's transparent, accessible. Everything is like that. And then the other thing is, I'm also flexible. You know, like, I don't see myself as the only one who is in charge. The kids ask me, who is she? I say, she's my boss. It is also a way to boost her confidence, rather than to have the kids think like, oh, she's here to learn. No, I'm learning from her. And then she's also learning from me. So if the kids see her as the distance, because there will come a time the kids will not see her. So for the time being, they say, oh, what happened? And then I'll say, okay, she's not here because she has to go to another place or something. But it helps the kids to also accord her that sort of respect they've been giving their classroom teachers. Right? Right? Because these kids, if you give anybody lower introduction, they will accord the person what they deserve. So she's my boss, okay? And I think this is helping her for the kids to feel safe around her. They feel comfortable around her. When she comes, she's sitting. We eat with them. They bring their food from the cafeteria. And then the food is garbage. I'm sorry to say that. But we still take a little of it and eat. And then we also buy our food, chicken. And then they say, oh, they'll be fighting with our food. I'm like, come on. But we teach them about sharing. So it's an open space where we her needs, my needs, the needs of the kids, the needs of the school, the needs of looking at cancer, because they are our employers, so we have to make sure that, you know, everything that we are doing, you know, is entirely with everything that
right. is. Yeah, I feel like you have a couple more, but I want to hear from Renee and Dawn. If you've got more left over after this, we'll hear.
Okay.
So Renee, what are you specifically doing with and for Flora? So that she has the best experience and that the seniors understand what she can do.
Well, we normally meet before, you know, because like I explained to her, we don't mess with bingo, so she got there early one time and bingo, a couple times bingo was happening, and she's like, oh, and I said, yeah, we'll sit back in the kitchen. But one of the initial things, when her first day, it was really bad weather, there was only three of them. So we got a little bit familiar with kind of major players like Maddie and all them, and they kind of shared, you know, some life stuff and da da da. And then I said, you know what, we should show her some of the stuff we're doing. So when she sketched, you know, meet the crew, and they're like, oh, okay. So we did the warm-ups and everything together, and they helped me introduce the stuff to her. And then we came in the next week. And we introduced her to everybody else, because you have to understand, they talk to each other. So the other ones already knew. Flo was saying she was a sweet girl. So, and then I had to jump both feet in immediately. I gave the materials at the time. because a lot of the stuff that we do is out of the box of what Flora's used to doing, and I'm not your normal person, so I had to give a little bit of a heads up, but I had to jump in feet first immediately. Introduced her and made them understand that, you know, she's going to be my partner, and we got stuff we got to get done, because we have recital. So, and we also had Croatian wine, cheese, and bread.
Okay.
Which meant we had our little, and she bought cookies, she bought them, and so we had this whole social thing, and that warmed them, besides the fact that they loved her spirit and her voice, it kind of, we had a little social moment so that they got to see the real Flora out of a different setting, so it was really cool. Wednesday, she got to learn how to deal with it. Because especially with seniors, you have to understand that we're very territorial in a lot of different ways. So when I was talking to you, we had a situation with seats. You know, they sit in the same seats. I don't care if it's 10 years, whatever it is. They sit in the same seats. And all we decided that she was going to mess with Magdalena that particular day. Sometime they come in, whatever. And so in that situation, Magdalena did give us a heads up, okay?
Yeah.
So they come to us and say, okay, I don't want trouble, because they really do like coming there. Some of them only come for choir. They belong to other centers. They only come there for me. And so when we finally got in there, they actually got into a physical fight.
A fist fight.
Okay? They actually got into a fist fight. And Flora was really cool because she basically, while I broke them up and got beat up in the intro, they're strong. Okay, and then pulled them apart. Flora immediately went to the rest of the crew was coming. You know, she dealt with them. Okay, I think we're going to stop this. She's good, blah, blah, blah. She's talking, whatever. And I'm getting beat up and pulling, you know, pulling folks off each other. And so she got the deal, and because I had explained to her that those conflicts can come up. It can be about anything. We're not there during the day, so some stuff could have went on during lunch, stuff could have went on. They don't feel well. Some of them have, a lot of them, they have problems with each other, but because of, they trust me who I am, they keep it calm while we're within the group. So basically, what we did is explain to them, we are sisters in the same pool. It's all right for siblings to have rare moments, okay? But we can't have this, you know, because we're here for the same thing, you know? And so we got it all resolved by the time Carla came down, you know, being manager. We already had it calm. And then we kept turning, which I was really impressed with her, too, because, you know, I kind of diffused it by saying, okay, you know, my feelings are hurting, and y'all beat me up, and you know, and whatever it is, and then they went into sorry mode, but having all on the other side, we kept looking, because she was like, oh my God, I'm sick of it every day. And so we gave her the music anyway, but we kept
watching her.
I kept watching her and smiling at her and go. And then a couple of times Flora, looked over and stuff. And then she started saying.
So you're already working together as a team pretty well.
At some point, maybe even on Wednesday, we're going to introduce a new song, but I'm going to let her do the warm-ups while I sit back for a minute. The other great thing is that I did let her create, I mean, I kind of came up with the arrangement, but then I turned it over and said, okay, you got to give me a harmony, you know. If it doesn't lock, then I'll say, okay, if it doesn't lock, you need something else. So she's had to be creative in the setting also. You know.
Great.
Thanks. Y'all already do that in the moment?
In the moment.
Yeah.
You have to be, because in those kind of situations, like we were saying about flexibility, it's the same thing with children. If one thing doesn't work, you have to be on your feet and be flexible enough to change it up. Now, I knew, because she didn't know the material, that Dale could get long, kind of whatever it is, and you know, it just came to me, you know what? Because I had done the banana song for somebody else, another senior. So I was like, hey, why don't we take a little piece of one, a little piece of the other, y'all down, and they were like, oh yeah, well, I like love through all music, blah, 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 and then they were singing, whatever, and everybody's talking, and then we presented the, why don't we do it like this? And then I handed it to her, so okay, I need money for that day or day, and we took in, did the back and forth, and they were like, and then Natalie says, oh, well, how did you come up with that? Because they were in it, you know, and then she was right in their face with the, so that would have been me at first, like I was crazy, but she was on that other end, and they were like, oh, okay, and we nailed it, and they were like, yeah. You say.
All right, we're going to move on to Dawn.
Yeah, sorry.
We only had one session. But Dawn, what are some things that you're trying or hope to try that's not up here yet with Sherry in your class?
Well, yeah, I only have had two sessions, Sherry even one. So I was still really very much sussing out the situation.
Sure.
So we talked a bit about what she observed, and then she ended up participating, which was great. Mm-hmm. And so I've been just sort of trying, just being open about, you know, whatever. If she wants to jump in and do something, she is more than welcome to do so. So I can see in the future that she can do the warm-up, or she'd also volunteer to research some other activities that would, you know, involve movement with the singing, and just coming up with appropriate performance material, which is basically what I'm still assessing, because
sure.
I want to introduce the kids to things that they're not familiar with and yet things they want to do,
right.
The pop songs.
Yeah.
But really the session that we had together was kind of chaotic, because there was all this, like, the first group was late, and then the transition period, some of the kids left and some of the kids stayed, so I had this mixed group of kids that had already been there for the last class, and then the new kids coming in, and so, I mean, I just put on the music and just started singing, you know, and they followed, so, I mean, that's sort of, in the midst, and there are all these adults coming in and out. It was crazy. So, yeah, I am still really trying to hopefully, you know, work with the Monty House so that they can get their transitions a little smoother with my classes.
Okay.
So we can work on the.
Well, let me know, or let us know in the office if this doesn't get resolved in the next week or so. Problematic if there's anything that we can do in terms of communication and expectations.
Yes.
I appreciate you. I like that idea. Just, you know, when in doubt, go to the music.
Yeah.
You know, that's where that's where your strengths are. That's where you'll inspire people. Excellent. I have a closing reflection. I'm going to give this to you. But we're not going to discuss it, but I'm going to ask you to maybe write the question down, and if you want to spend some time now writing about it, but or if you want to, you know, do it as an email later or something. Basically, the question is, what was effective about today? Was this worth your time? If so, why and how? So, how do you now understand the roles and responsibilities of a music teaching artist and a mentor? You can answer both or just one. So the mentors, I wouldn't expect the interns to answer the question of the mentor, but if you want to be meta, tell me if you can. Which specific activities helped you develop this understanding today? What are the two or three real memorable things? Was it me taking you through that lesson plan? Maybe, I don't expect that. What did Flora and Renee do that was really meaningful? Was there something that Carol and Emily said? Or was there a question that came from Sherry or Dawn or Ray that helped you with that understanding? And then lastly, are there questions that remain for you? Are there things that are still unresolved for you in terms of this this weird thing that's called the teaching artist? Are there questions that are unresolved about this program? Are there questions that are unresolved in terms of when we talk about learning objective that you kind of think what that is, but you're not sure? What is that? So this is where it kind of like, I would love to hear your feedback on that. So I was hoping that we would have a discussion. I don't want to take us 20 more minutes together. I want to respect your time and mine. So if that's something, I would love to get an email from everybody. I'm not going to make it a requirement, but if I get, if I get it from, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I get from 6 of you, 5 of you, 4 of you, that would be great. So it would be something, and it could be something I share, it could be something I don't share. But it's just kind of, these are assessment questions. I need to know I'd like to know what's getting through and what isn't. So that's basically this question. So everyone has, I saw a few people, some of you take pictures of them and do that. So, anything else before we wrap up for the day? Questions, comments, sharing, and we have an upcoming concert or performance?
Tonight.
You want to tell us where? When and where?
I'm in Williamsburg tonight. I'm at the hall. It's called the Hall MP. That's 470 Briggs Avenue. It's a restaurant. And also, I forgot, the tickets are like $15 or something like that. But we're going to seriously bother. It's going to be a mixed bag, so you can hear some jazz, you can hear some blues.
How big is your ensemble tonight?
It's a septet tonight, so you have two horns and four rhythm sections, and myself. So yeah.
What time?
It's starts at 8.
That's it. I've seen Renee perform, but the way she handles going from different genres is simply delicious. Just kind of, and they all live beautifully in her voice.
Thank you, Phil.
Emily, I know you play in bands. Anything you want to announce or share?
No, I'm just doing some rehearsals right now.
Okay.
I'm just starting back up singing with this other group, but I don't think anything's coming up till the end of March, so.
Don, any things?
Playing Savannah in Harlem.
Oh, okay.
Which is from 9 to 12 on March 25th.
Where?
Sylvana.
Okay.
It's on 116th Street.
Yes, Laura.
I have a recital in April, but I guess I can email you guys too.
Is that a Friday?
Yeah.
Because we're meeting, our last session is April 9th.
All right. I'm doing April 8th.
No, I know. But our set of this group is the next day.
Oh, you scared me. I was like, wait, I can't be there. it is? Wow.
Yeah, so okay. The day after. Great. That's your senior recital?
My graduation.
Okay.
Yeah,
excellent.
I'm finishing up my
master's recital.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
May 1st?
Yours is May 1st.
Do you have class together?
We took class together.
We're in the same school. Right.
And also, I'm kind of preparing opera by myself. I gathered my graduate Juilliard and my Juilliard friends. Those are all our old singers. Then we kind of preparing quiz matches by myself. But the date is coming.
So email.
Yes. So Harold, what's the rhythm to bring us all together? One more time.
All right. Okay, now the last one we have to add something. So it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. More, that's thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. More. So you do the first two without saying the more, and then the last one you say more.
Ah,
exactly. Because I like to 1, 2, 3, go. No, you don't say the
oh,
more.
No? Oh.
One, two. Oh. And then the last one, you say the more. One, two, three, go. More. That's it.
What was in Korean is what?
Oh, yeah. Right? So, so like in the schools, when it's your turn for it to try that something, we want to give you like applause, you do more, and then we throw it at you. I did it once, and then I forgot to add the more, and then they said, you forgot the more. I'm like, these kids, they never forget anything, so you have to be careful what you tell them every day.
Well, thank you all for staying over. If any of you have even more time to help me put the room back together, we get to...
Okay, suggestions, please.
What?
Suggestions.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the food.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't enough. You know, when I was coming, I'm expecting to see orange juice, this... That one will give me a lot of energy.
Okay.
So that's a good suggestion.
Okay.
But it's good. Geez. At least.
Make it potluck.
Yeah, we can make potluck.
Yes.
We have to bring something.
Okay. Emily, let's take the drums. Mm-hmm.
And you know where they go up on the shelf? It's all right. There was quite a few people that were late anyway, so if you want to get should I send out another reminder? And I didn't, so it's one of those things where I was thinking. Because the funny thing is, like, Emily showed up at 9, she could come up with 9 at 10. So
maybe I should come up from
great job. Oh, thank you. Take care. Good luck. And also, you can help them set up. Will they get the food? There's also the tables in the coffee room. We're going to need to bring those in here. These tables are going to go in the middle of the room. Chairs. It's two small conference rooms, actually.
Oh, got it.
So, no, those don't move.
Oh,
these tables, they're actually on wheels, you'll see. Beat more, kind of like that.
Okay.
And then there'll be another, and there are two other tables in the coffee room.
Okay.
So I'll bring the whole
floor,
but you can have until 7 weeks. Okay. Yeah, great. Yeah, however it worked out for you guys.
tables in here.
We have one more coming in there.
Okay. And they all go together like
yeah,
that?
Back to, yeah. Hey, buddy.
Exactly.
Are you actually only two? Okay, great, yeah. Let me put the chairs around and then we'll be ready. All right. I should answer the call lecture. I'm trying to figure out if I can get a nap before. See, I don't nap. That's the problem. Once you wake me up, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Ray. Okay. Thank you. Now. Slide this table.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
See if I can go home and take a nap, maybe.
Da 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 da